BTW, FYI, tap the banner ASAP to learn about Nexplanon, etanogestrel implant 68 milligrams radiopaque, or ask your HCP IRL. Visit Nexplanon.com RN. K-T-T-Y-L.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey, welcome to CarCast. This is Matt, the Motorator, DeAndrea, and CarCast is brought to you by Dodge. Get a great deal during the Dodge Start Something New event. And of course, Geico. Check out geico.com and Zybar for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower underhood temperatures. Zybar is an ultra-thin, high-temperature coating that reduces radiant heat by up to 90%. Put Zybar on, take heat off. Learn more at Zycoat.com, at Z-Y-C-O-A-T.com. Zycoat is the company. Zybar is the product. So just check those out. All right. So got a call last night. My buddy Goldberg said something little happened. I'm not sure what. He's got to fly out of town. I'm not sure if it was like a family emergency or friend emergency. Actually, I know. It's just none of your business. hopefully it's all as well, and we'll be hearing from him soon. But we got my buddy Tyson Sullivan back in the studio because I was like, you know what? We just hit Utah. We told you guys last week we're going to go Humvee shopping in Utah and make a little trip out of it. So we went out there. We had a good time. And I was like, you know what? Let's put a cap on that story. Let's talk about what we did and whatnot. And then, I've got, if you guys are checking out the social media, you can see we've got the Lamborghini Huracan Performante Spider. Woo. And that car is, that's a good car. Woo. It's just good.
That's a good one. That's a smile car.
It's fun.
Woo, it looks it.
It is fun. I got a text from my guys over at, Race Mark Systems, like what the F's going on with my BMW?
Yeah,
he sent me pictures. It's in the body shop. They're fixing the hood, you know, because the alignment shop drove it. I told you guys about that before. The alignment shop drove it, and the hood wasn't latched down, and it kind of flopped up, and it busted both the shocks, the struts, that the gas shocks that hold the hood up,
yeah,
and it bent the corners up by the windshield. And some of you guys that listen pointed out to me, like on social media, you're like, you know what? It takes more than like a gust of wind, like a fart in front of the car to open that hood. I was like, those guys were dogging on it. You don't need to hot rod that thing to test the alignment. Like 30 miles an hour down a straight down Burbank Boulevard or Van Nuys will get it done.
Yes. At what speed did it come flying at the guy's head that was driving?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah. And I just looked at it and I kind of just was like, whatever, it's a car. It can get fixed. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to stand there all day and analyze it. But I'm like, what next? Like, did the hood flop back down? Is the latch damaged or whatever? I'm just saying, I'm fine with it, but if I get a fucking bill, then I'm going to lose my shit.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. What I'm going to do is not pay it.
What was it should have caught the safety kit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole reason why we
have to... Is that broken now? What's going on? Or did they leave something under the hood?
Ooh.
You know, a screwdriver or a wrench or something.
Doctor
socket.
That leaves a scalpel in a patient.
Yeah,
did
right.
they leave
Did they leave something
under
the hood?
The
and
hood.
That's why the safety latch didn't catch.
Yeah.
Or is the safety latch broken now? Because that's the one thing I didn't check. Now that's going to be the first thing I check.
Yeah.
Look, at least if the body shop doesn't fix it, my BMW guy that's doing the mechanical work, he could fix it. But, you know, and he'll build them. But somebody's going to build them.
Somebody's paying for that.
Not me. Not it.
Not it.
Not it. So, and I figured while they're in there, you know, might as well touch up a little, you know, a little scratch here, a little ding there.
Sure.
Yeah. That I'll pay for.
That's it.
I shouldn't, But but I will.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm a stand-up guy.
You're a good guy, Matt.
Thanks. Thanks,
those,
buddy.
Those listeners out there don't know. Matt's just a great guy.
I saw you roll up in the wife's car.
I did. Yep. We talked about it last week, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got the Jaguar F-Type.
The F-Type.
Supercharged.
Yep. It is real quick. And the one thing that—
It's a good-looking car.
I think so, too. I mean, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think that if Steve McQueen was around, he'd be driving that F-Type. That's
Why
the
not?
Car that he had.
Yeah, but it's an XKSS. Ooh, you see, I've seen it in green. I've seen it in like a British racing green.
I don't know if I may have seen like
it's a little darker than a British racing.
Is it?
I've seen it in green. Yeah.
I'm not crazy about the British racing green on that car. I'm just not. My wife's got it in
You're
white.
You're not British,
which is I'm not British. So
You're not
fits
British.
In fits in perfectly.
Yeah.
But we got the exhaust. What is it? The exhaust button.
Yeah, the performance
one.
Exhaust.
Yeah,
the
which
sport
is,
exhaust.
The sport
yeah.
exhaust,
yeah.
which. I cannot recommend that highly enough.
Yeah.
For,
how often does Whitney hit that button?
Every single time she gets
Every
in the
time
car.
She gets
it's
in the
It's part
car.
Of the process. You push start and then you push that.
Push the exhaust. Yeah.
It should just be set on all these cars should be like computers where I can change anything at any time and don't, you know, it should
yeah.
stay on.
Yeah. I'm sure it's all computer programmed, but if it was an old school switch, I'd be like, can I take the switch out and flip it so it's always on
yes.
and now I got to flick it to turn it off. Right?
Why would you ever not want perform? Unless, here's the only exception. It should have like a teenager mode where like it quiets the exhaust when you're trying to sneak it out after your parents are asleep and you've got the keys.
Right.
You know what
so,
I mean? It's like really quiet.
You know, you may not know this, but I'm a fan of the Mustang. I don't know if you've heard that before.
A specific body style or
yeah.
just all Mustangs?
Pretty much all of them.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And driving that Bullet around. You were with me, right? Did we
mm-hmm.
go in the Bullet?
Yeah, yeah.
That has different levels of exhaust noise, basically, and you can program it. You can be like, oh, if I'm going to fire it up in the morning,
yeah,
you can
so
make
you don't
it
piss
quiet.
Off your neighbors.
Yeah, you
yeah.
can make it.
That's smart.
Yeah,
I'm for that.
And then you can put it in quiet mode when you're coming home late, climbing
right.
back through the window so mom and dad doesn't get.
That's
by the
exactly
way,
right.
if you're coming home late and you're in high school and you have a Bullet, fuck you.
That's a good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mom, dad, you chose poorly.
You did.
Right? That's too nice.
That's
too
you're
fast.
Too good of parents.
Yeah,
that
that's
point.
There is a too good.
Yeah.
There is a too good.
You're
of,
making
of
everybody
parenting.
Else look bad.
Yeah, you are. Let's talk about the Lamborghini for a second because I'll tell you, if there was any flaws in the Lamborghini Huracan, there isn't really. I mean, you know, you read the magazines and everybody's like, yeah, it does this, does that.
What do they say? What is the big yeah. is there like one big knock against it that the
No, it's just like in the supercar world, the performance is good, but it doesn't beat everything. You know, it's like it's good, like it's very easy for you know for the journalists and the you know the write the buff books and be like, oh, it's not as good as the Ferrari or
yep.
it's not as good as the McLaren or whatever, right?
Yep.
But look, you're driving it around town. It's a crazy supercar. You get all these looks. It makes all the right sounds.
Totally.
Who gives a shit?
Who,
right?
Who
it's
cares?
It's amazing, right? And you should, yeah. you know. And if you can afford it, you're gonna love it. You're gonna be so proud of it.
Oh.
And you're not gonna like pick one up and sit at home going, "Man, I definitely should have bought that." Whatever, whatever. You know,
no.
like, oh, it's not as fast as I thought, and you know, it gets too many looks. Like, you know, like, you know, like, what are you gonna bitch about? But anyway, that all being said. Whatever little flaws that the Huracan had, this fixes them all.
Oh, awesome.
Right? It's just – it's a little lighter. It's got a little more horsepower. It's a little faster, and it's good. It's just good. I mean, it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's not uncomfortable, but it's just not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's got lightweight, like carbon shell seats, and they're you know, there's barely any padding, and tall people or everybody who sat in it so far was like, how do you get in it? Like, what happens if you're tall? Does the seat go back? I'm like, not really.
No.
Like the seat, because we're driving the Spider. I don't know what it's like in the coupe, but if you want the seat to slide back more, it has to sit more upright. Right?
Yeah. You're trading. You only got so much space.
Yeah, you only get so much
You got
space.
That firewall in the back. And,
yeah. But I'm fun size, so I fit in there perfectly.
That's what Matt, we were talking about that this weekend. What did you? And he was like, I'm not small. I'm fun sized, guys. I love that.
Yeah. So this car is great. So we're like 640 horsepower. My notes say 640, but I'm going to say 631.
Ooh.
All right. I'm just going to say 631.
Okay.
My notes say 640 at 8,000 RPM, but I'm going to say it's 631 at 8,500 RPM is the red line. And 0 to 60, so all of these specs that are in front of me are wrong. So we have a 5.2 liter V10. It's, I think, 631 horsepower. The red line is 8,500 RPM. The 0 to 60 is 2.3 seconds.
Wow.
And it runs like 10 20s or something in the quarter mile. Like, it's incredibly fast.
Hold on. You said 0 to 60, 2.3?
Yeah, 2.3 with launch control. Now, that's for the coupe. You know, it's not like the Spider is 5 seconds. Like, yeah. It's whatever. You're just not going to know. If it's 2.4, like, who cares? You're not going to know a difference. It's a 7-speed dual-clutch manual, which is nice. And the one thing that you noticed, that a lot of people have noticed, is this forged carbon fiber.
Yeah.
This forged carbon fiber.
Unique.
It doesn't have the weave look to it. It has kind of a weird, like, marbled texture to it.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's smooth. This is like a matte finish. It's smooth, but it has like a marbling in it. And it's supposed to be sort of like tighter, more compressed. I don't know. Maybe they vacuum seal it. It's like got the bits of fiber with a resin.
Mm.
And it's – I don't know if it's just cosmetic for them. I'm sure they're going to claim it's lighter, stronger, faster.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It looks like you – like it's a little dirty and you're supposed to wipe it off, but you kind of get used to it and it's got a kind of a cool look to it. This one we have is gorgeous. It's like a metallic white. It's like a pearl white. It's got the Italian flag stripes up the rocker panels, and then the wings and the bits are all black and carbon. It's got active aero, little winglets in the front, open and close, and there's vents in the back that open and close that direct air around the wing, and it just, I don't know if any of that shit works.
It's a spaceship.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I walked up and this thing's sitting in the lot here, and I think cars, you agree with me because we've looked at enough cars, it's that right balance of this color with that color and that color, and that car out there right now, that white with the black, that forged carbon, is that
what it's called? Yeah, forged
carbon. With the forged carbon, just the little accents, it couldn't look more beautiful.
Yeah,
that thing's a rocket ship.
It is gorgeous, and I'll tell you, the interior I like. Everything's Alcantara in that thing. It's like the forged carbon or the Alcantara. They did a great job. It's got all the stitching in the seats and the contrast stitching. It looks good. You put the convertible top down, and the whole thing does this dance. It looks like Bumblebee turning into a robot, and it's just like it's almost mesmerizing, and because you sit so low, you feel very much in a speedster and less of a convertible. Like, I'm not a huge convertible guy.
Yeah, me neither.
But like, if you tinted the windows on this car and you put the top down and the windows were still up, nobody would see you. You know, so it could almost have more of a Targa feel to it.
It does almost seem like a Targa. That's funny you say that, because whenever you walk up, that back comes so far up on there, it feels like an Aventador Targa, like that kind of
Batman-y. It feels more like that, yeah.
Yes, it does.
So when you break it down, so I've driven a few Ferraris, not many, so I couldn't really tell you what, like, you know, 488 or something is. I'm sure it's fantastic and maybe better or whatever, but, you know, we just had the Aston Martin Vanquish recently. Great car, love it. This car's better.
Really?
I've driven many of the McLarens, and I don't know if it's fair to say that this competes with a 720S. Maybe it's a 720. Maybe it's like a 670, you know, which I drove the 570s and the 670s and the 720. And the 720 is one of my favorite cars. And they do have a Spider that's out now, 720S Spider. We saw it at Bear Jackson. We were walking past the maybe you weren't with me, but we were walking past the Salon Collection.
Yeah.
And on the left side before we got to where the BMWs were.
Uh-huh.
And by the our buddies over at Expel, they do the clear bra stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Over by there.
Yes.
They had the 720 Spider over there. They're doing like a ride and drive in Scottsdale like next week, and I can't make it. So,
that hurts your heart.
Yeah,
huh?
It does. It's like on a Wednesday or something.
I think I might be available next week to take that ticket from you.
Yeah. it's like 2 days of just driving, like a 720 Spider. They invited me out for that, which is, thank you for that. I love that. But hopefully we'll get that car out here.
Yeah.
But look, this is what it comes down to, is I like this car better than the McLaren, or better than the Aston Martin. I just think the performance is better by far, which is to be expected. Aston's still kind of a GT car, and as much as I love the Vanquish, I'm still trying to get over that giant, like, guppy mouth in the front. You know, that front grill, this kind of this big mouth guppy thing going on.
Yeah.
And so what we've got is McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tough one. First of all, I think the interior in the Lamborghini, you're going to like more. It's weird because the new Lamborghini Huracan Evo that's out and has kind of a little bit different interior. And just looking at it, I think that's going to be better. This Lamborghini, the Performante, doesn't have a screen on the dash or in the center console. It's all in the gauge cluster. So in there, like, your radio controls and navigation are all in there. And for a minute, I was like, that's cool. But I don't know how, like, I didn't plug up my phone. I don't know how it does, like, CarPlay and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, we all kind of want that now. So I think the new Lamborghini has, like, a center screen thing.
Yeah.
McLaren has a center screen thing. I don't know if it does CarPlay or not. But it's kind of, like, tall and thin. So I couldn't say for sure. I think the interior is a little bit nicer on the Lamborghini. It has more of a luxurious feel, more of a supercar feel, different textures of materials between the forged carbon and the Alcantara and the plastic, you know, like above. There's always like plastic trim above the glove box.
Sure.
And it has that Lamborghini pattern, that sort of hexagon whatever is going on there is that's better. But this is... I'll tell you the difference between this car that'll sell you between the Aston Martins, the McLarens or anything is this car is still a naturally aspirated engine, right? The other cars are both using turbos now. And any way you slice it, just turbos just quiet it down.
Yeah.
And this car screams. This car's a beast. In its normal mode, which is quiet, it's not quiet.
Yeah.
And then put it in like Corsa mode or you know, whatever, sport mode or track mode. And it's just an animal. It's a V10. It sounds amazing. It's 8,500 RPM red line. But trust me, anything over $5,000 and this thing is screaming for its life. And I'm certainly the all-wheel drive. Helps, gives you the confidence that you need in that thing. But I'm telling you, you gun it, and that thing shifts down and takes off. You switch lanes. You're like, ooh, maybe I should just go straight.
Ooh.
You know, like it's pretty fantastic. I want to say the Performante coupes are about 275. You'd probably spend about $30,000 extra to get the ragtop. You know, so you're like 302 or something like that.
Yeah.
Now this one that we have outside, whatever options are on it, you know, the carbon ceramic brakes and whatnot, and it came in at about 361. So not inexpensive.
No.
But I'm telling you, you drive it. Like, I was just driving it, trying to weave in and out of traffic on the way here today, and I had this feeling like if I owned it, I would have been happy.
Yeah.
With that purchase. That's money well spent.
Have they said how many they're going to do or trying to do?
Or? No, I don't know. But they kind of pumped up the volume on this one before they released the new version of the Evo, which sort of reboots the stock form, right?
Okay.
You know, like, all the cars are like, here's your 911, Porsche 911, and then we have a 911S, then we got a turbo and a GT2 and a GT3, right?
All right.
So this Performante is that.
Gotcha.
And now they got the Evo, which is kind of like a facelifted version of the Huracan.
Mm.
And, you know, this car set a Nürburgring record. You know, all the records seem to last like a day.
They have a pre-lunch record and an after-lunch record daily.
Right? But it did perform, right? And I would say in the world of Huracan and Aventador, this is better than Aventador, and probably better than Aventador SV. I haven't driven the SV, but you know, talking with Alistair from Edmunds and stuff, and I think this kind of slots in there almost a little bit like the Porsche Cayman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they still call it that, 718 now, I guess.
Yeah,
how like if they kind of uncorked it a little bit, it'd be better than a 911 because it's lighter and better balanced.
Well, wasn't that the was it
like the GT4?
GT3 or GT4?
Yeah, the
they
GT4
came out
version.
Yeah, my buddy had one of those, Roth, and he loved that car.
Right. Yeah. What's not to love? Right.
And that's what he's because it's that it's what everybody wants, that lightweight with the big engine and So that's cool. You drove the regular Uricon in a Spider.
I
and
did.
This one. Do you notice you get more looks in this one, or do you, it's about the same?
It's a well, this one I get a few more looks because it seems to have the noise and it's a brighter white.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was a gray.
Yeah.
This one just kind of stands
out.
It
had
out
the
more.
Red top though, right?
Didn't it did. Yeah.
Which was cool.
Man, good memory.
Like that?
Are you stalking me? You stalking my Instagram? What's going on there? Yeah. That's weird.
That is the only Lamborghini I've ever driven. You don't forget that.
He doesn't know his anniversary. It's like a car that I drove 4 years ago.
April 14th.
For a weekend. Just in case Whitney's also.
Gotcha, baby. April 14th.
Yeah. She's going to text you. It's 13, Dick. All right. Well, let's talk about some trip and stuff. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Geico. You've heard this before. You might have a to-do list. You might want to drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. And now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Everybody wants to save money. Just do it. Stop screwing around. Just do it.
Do it.
If you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to do you can do today. Check out geico.com. Chris is nodding his head. He does this all the time. He's signed up 4 times. He's got the good Geico Prius policy.
Yeah. Let's start my 5th one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Love that Geico.
Love that Geico.
Geico.
All right. So last week we were talking about Humvees. We had that. We had our nice guy. What was his name? Michael? Michael something?
Yes.
From American.
American Humvee?
Humvee. He does the suspension stuff.
Very nice guy. Liked him a lot.
I love that he called in, gave us a lot of good insight as to what to look for in the Humvee, and kind of broke down the difference between the Humvee and the H1. And the H1 is the the GM version with the nice interior, and it's it's the street truck, and the Humvee is very much the military version. So, you and your dad and your brother-in-law are looking for like a fun little off-road vehicle, if you can call it that.
Yep. Yes.
That was Michael Hoffman, by the way. Thanks, Chris.
Yes, we are. I think I got into it a little bit last week talking about me and dad have always wanted to do a trip, an off-roading trip somewhere out into, whatever. And so then we started out looking at Jeeps, and then my brother-in-law was like, I think, now that these military Humvees are getting released, there's some guys that are redoing it, some different companies. That could be an option. So that's what sent us off onto the Humvee trail, is looking for something that could be reliable and that, we could kind of build some memories around and, just go on these fun trips and be able to enjoy each other.
So your brother-in-law, Brett Wallace, retired baseball player.
He is, yeah. He played in San Diego and Houston.
He was on Padres. Uh-huh. He was
first baseman. Yeah.
It's funny. What a nice guy. He's
great
just the
guy.
Best dude.
The
best he's a little dude. Quiet until he starts talking about weapons. And then he's ready to talk.
Yeah, he's ready to talk.
And I remember coming over to your place and you're like, hey, let's put on the game. I think Brett's playing, right? We flicked on the game. They're like, coming up the bat, Brett Wallace slams it. Home run.
Home run.
Just it's like, that's how you keep your job, by the way.
That's it.
Just nail it.
Just keep hitting them.
We went to the stadium, went to the game down there. Oh, we drove the Rolls Royce.
We drove a Rolls. Matt had a.
I think we had a Wraith.
It was the Ford. It was the big boy. Because remember, we took Teddy, which is my 3-pound dog.
Yeah,
she went with us.
The carpet is so thick in that thing. Teddy on the floorboard, just like a lion in the jungle.
She slept on the floor all the time.
Like the field of wheat.
She loved it. But yeah, we went down and drove it down to see Brett.
Oh yeah, we had the Ghost.
Yeah,
I think it was the I think it was the Rolls Royce we drove back from Monterey, and we had it for a couple extra days. You're like, let's go watch some baseball.
Yeah. That was fun.
Let's do it.
That was a good time.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't get that's a perfect drive too in that Rolls Royce.
Yeah, we sat in like the wives' box.
Yep, that's about right.
That sounded weird. The seating area where the wives go.
the wife.
Yeah. We all went out to Utah and went over to visit this company called Plan B Supply, and they're buying up military Humvees and doing their little deal on it and making them. Different levels, like anything you buy in, tuners and rebuild guys, stage one, stage two, stage three, whatever you want to call it. There's sort of variations. You can kind of sit there and order up like you would any custom hot rod or whatnot. And what nice dudes.
Right? Great
just,
dudes.
Just really nice guys. You know, spent a day with us, and we were super chatty and nerdy and walking around and kicking tires and climbing through shit. And yep. They just let us do whatever we wanted over there, which was great.
And they love what they do. Yeah. You know, like you love seeing guys.
You can see that they're passionate about it. And like I said, I'll tell you, it's like they've been doing like the Humvees because they've been available from the military. They used to crush them, and now they're selling them. And they're doing the big boy trucks.
2.5 tons, right?
Yeah, five.
Five. Five tons? I don't know.
I don't know. They're just giant, giant
trucks.
Things. Yeah.
Man trucks.
Yeah. Like something you'd see on like, you know, like Wonders of the World on History Channel, like those kind of trucks, military trucks.
Something you'd see on The Walking Dead, driving down an empty highway, yeah. Pushing cars aside. That's what.
So he went out and met with these guys. They're good guys. They've been doing the Humvees for about 5 years now. And this is what I like about them is you can tell they want to make good stuff. They just want to get better at what they do.
Yeah.
Each time they build something for someone, they want to be able to go, was this right? What can be better? And what are we learning about these trucks? And that's how you make a better product over time. Mm. So, and to be fair, it's like that goes with anything you do, right? You got to put in the time. You got to do the reps,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
And you'll get better over time. So these guys have now sort of stepped up their game, and they've got a great nerdy cat engineer in there, mm-hmm. and he's basically measured everything you can measure on a Humvee, put it into his software, and now they can pretty much have a vehicle in their software and modify and change and come up with stuff. And like a lot of old cars, you know, like aftermarket fenders for your, you know, for your Chevelle or whatever don't always fit. Always the original stuff always fit. Humvees are no different. You know, and they could be off by quite a bit.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure they're off by quite a bit off the assembly line, but you put some off road miles and some twisting and some hammering with them, and nothing's going to line up.
No.
So these guys using the software are able to make things better for the people that sort of want to drive it. You know, sport wise. You know,
yeah.
This isn't military anymore, right?
No, and like they were showing, it was really cool because they, like he said, he goes, we literally build the car in here so we can open this latch and see if that's going to interact with the handle that you've wanted to, because they're fully customizable. They'll do whatever you want. And so they can make those mistakes in the computer. You can play with it, look at it, and be like, I don't like how that lines up. And then they'll change you. And like you said, people that care that much about their work, I love that.
Well, these guys have figured out over building these for a while now. They're like, yeah, doors don't close white, and windows don't go down, and that's one's easy to figure out. Yeah. The windows don't go down, and by the way, you hit them with a hose. You want to give them a bath? They leak.
Yeah.
You know, they don't seal up. So they developed their own doors. They've done like two generations of the door now, and the hard top that they make, all aluminum. They have a full facility in there. They have all the guys, fabricators, machining all the stuff out of aluminum. It looks great. They have a new hard top. I think they've done a couple of versions. They've tweaked on that to make it better. They have the slant back. They have the wagon back. They have the pickup truck back. They can put the little door in the back of the pickup truck to kind of separate it. And it's kind of cool. It's modular, so you can swap things out. You know, and they also handed us the keys to a few of these things. Gas not included.
Yeah.
Fuel
yeah.
not included.
Yeah, we got into one of them, and they go, hey, you got gas in that, right? You look down at the gas tank, and it was below E.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, here's a little bit of cash. Go fill it up on your test tree. Oh, that just cost you.
Yeah. So we're driving around. I was like, they just gave us a Humvee and $100, so why do we even have to go back? Like, we're good. Let's just keep going.
Exactly right. So,
we took it around a little bit, and Humvees are loud.
Man.
They're ridiculously loud.
They're loud.
Like, we drove kind of the raw version.
No body, nothing.
No sound deading, just metal.
You're in a shipping container with an engine. That's basically what it is.
And I probably didn't have a muffler. Like, they're ridiculously loud and bumpy, and, you know, it's what you expect. It's a military vehicle. You know, we had some fun doing that, and then we decided, you know, we sit down and make a wish list of what you guys want, And it looks like it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's not – so what you guys are building is not like a full H1. Mm-hmm. But you're like, it's got to be livable. Like, let's do, you know, the bedliner material on the underside and the top side of the interior panels, and let's do some, you know, some hush mat or some sort of a sound deadening in there with the foil back, block out some of that heat.
Yeah.
And then let's just put carpet in everywhere with a good mass back, a good rubber backing with a carpet. And that should help. It's not going to make all the difference in the world, but if it can cut 40% of that sound and vibration out of it, it's going to be a huge difference.
Big help.
Yep. Like from just the metal. And you know, a few things to make you guys more comfortable in the vehicle, different type of seat, a little more leg room. You guys are all giant.
Well, that's one of the nice, you know, you talked about the guys loving what they do. Is I remember, you know, you get excited about these different pieces, but Dan, who's over there at Plan B, he, you know, towards the end of all of it was like, look, I get all the fun stuff and all that, but he turned to my dad and he goes, first and foremost, I want to make sure that you're comfortable in the car, because my dad's been in a plane crash, has rods in his back. So he needs, you know, comfortable seats, wheels and tires that have a little bit of, you know, and so they really do, it seems like, care about each individual car and being like, what are you going to use it for and how does it go, you know, and specifying for each.
It's got to be something that you guys are going to be comfortable in. Like you said, your dad especially, if he's not comfortable in it, he's going to drive it twice and then just feel bad about the purchase. And, you know, let's just get it done right. Put a muffler on it, put the sound deadening in there, get it done right. If you want it louder, that's easy. But
Sawzall.
Yeah, do the good stuff now, right?
Yeah.
So we were checking those out, and then all the difference in the world is
night and day.
Is that engine.
Night and day.
Is the engine. I'm going to tell you guys about that in a second, but first I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Zycote. Maybe we should send a bunch of Zycote over there and get your whole home.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right? We talked about Zycote. You guys heard this. Many engines, they place hot components like manifolds and exhaust real close to the intake, close to plug wires, carburetors, brake and power steering lines, and heat is the enemy of speed. It's the enemy of power. We don't want it. Before, your only options were wraps, tapes, or ceramics. Now there's Zybar. It's a DIY high-temp coating that reduces radiant heat by up to 90%. This is a resin-based polymer formula that withstands temperatures in excess of whatever the engine environment will produce. And up to 2,000 horsepower, your engine's not going to get anywhere near that, but that's what makes these things, this coating so great. And it costs about a third of the ceramic coating. You don't have to send it out. You can do this yourself. You just sandblast the parts. You give it a nice coating. It turns out great. There's a single application of a Zybar to your manifold, exhaust system, or heat or headers. They control heat, resulting in higher horsepower and torque. CarCast listeners receive a 15% discount plus free shipping on all orders. Just go to Zycote.com, Z-Y-C-O-A-T.com. Type in promo code CARCAST, and you'll get a 15% discount and free shipping. That's Zycote.com, promo code CARCAST for 15% off. So you guys want to check that out.
I said that last time, but I like that product. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sounds really cool.
Right? Send some of this stuff over there and have those guys coat the whole exhaust, get the heat.
That's what he said. That's one of the things with the Humvees is that, you know, the drivetrain, you're sitting next to the drivetrain, and he pointed out where they had some like little heat.
They got to do all sorts of heat
pads because the exhaust, where your elbow goes as the driver and the rear passenger on that driver's side, the exhaust, you could like, if you went right through that metal, it's there.
Yeah.
You know, so he said it gets hot. So
we drove the regular Humvee with the 6.2, 6.3 engine.
Right.
And then we drove the Duramax swap, and they were both loud, except the Humvee engine was loud and didn't go anywhere. You know, it made as much noise and produced far worse results.
It went nowhere.
and I know some of these trucks can seem a little powerful and whatever, but we're not wussies over here. Let's do this. So let's go big.
Yeah.
And it's a big swap. But what you get is instead of the 130 horsepower, whatever pound feet of torque, 3-speed transmission, Humvee drivetrain, you step up to the Duramax and a 6-speed Allison transmission. doubles your fuel economy. I don't know, from 5 to 10. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it makes a difference.
From 2 to 4.
Yeah, from 2 to 4. Like, it should be like it's still yeah. single digits. It could be 4.5 to 9. I don't know. Yeah. But it's you know, that's not why you're buying it.
No.
That's for sure. It does make a big difference. And the power is fantastic. But there are also what we learned is a lot of things that sort of go with that. Humvees are 24-volt systems. Your lights and all this stuff starts to become – like if you want to have 12-volt things on the 24-volt system, it gets a little buggy. You know, like if you want stereo and USB ports and stuff, there's these weird converters and everything's a little –
you're having to step everything
iffy,
down.
Air conditioning, yeah. things like that. Now, when you do the Duramax swap, you're basically throwing in a Duramax, let's just use truck engine, with alternator and AC pump, the compressor and everything with it. You're basically going to a 12-volt system anyway. Hmm. And all of the wiring on those things, for what we were told, is good enough. You don't need to change that, but you need to change out all the lights. And when you're doing that, it's a nice time to upgrade to all 12-volt LEDs, you know, headlights, turn signals, and marker lights and all that stuff. So now you're getting a full 12-volt system. You can run your car stereo. You can run USB ports. You can, you know, whatever. You can plug shit in and do whatever you need to do. Great. So there's that. And then the power is, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 times whatever you want, because, you know, we have handheld tuners. We have like Gale Banks and you know, we can, you know, you get upgraded cooling system and, you know, you can run like, you know, whatever, the tuners with the gauge system on it, and you can do it on the fly. If you want a tow tune, you want a high horsepower tune, you can do whatever
so
you
cool.
want. Of course, I would like hit. You know, you need to hit valet mode for your sister.
That's right. Brett was very worried that there would be too much power for my sister. Very worried.
And then right in valet mode. She's like, I don't know. That thing's a pig.
Matt was like, don't worry. We'll get something in there, and you can hit a valet mode. We'll just call it Taylor mode.
It has her picture, has her face up there. You just hit her head and puts it in
Taylor and Beckett mode.
Taylor and Beckett mode. So it looks like it's going to be that's the way to go.
It looks
right?
like it.
So it's, you know, you're spending the money on it, but between the engine, the transmission, and the 12-volt change, and you know, now you can run AC and some things like that in it, and again, it's just putting in the time, right?
Yeah.
These guys have gone through every aftermarket, you know, air conditioning supplier out there and tried all of them, and those things they're big and they've got a lot of interior space and. And how do you make it work?
Yeah.
And they ended up going with several pieces to make it work. And that's the type of R&D that you need.
Well, like you said, you know, they try out somebody who'd be like, this is a great unit. And for all intents and purposes, it works great in every other car. But he goes, when you start taking these out and beating the shit out of them, he goes, you know, stuff's going to pop loose. And he goes, a lot of those aftermarket parts aren't made to be able to take some of the abuse that we put on them.
Right. You know? They're made for $300,000 hot rods that go to the SEMA show.
Yeah.
You know, and they work great there.
They do.
You know, when you're on the SEMA cruise sitting in traffic with your air going on in your 69 Camaro, they work great.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're in a Humvee trying to do 60 through the dirt.
A little different.
Yeah.
Knock a couple things loose, I guess.
I'm telling you, we drove that thing, and although it's fantastic over the bumps and the mud and stuff that we drove through. Are we supposed to say that? Are the guys from Plan B listening? Yeah. Yeah, we hit a few bumps and curbs and sidewalks, a couple of maybe a mattress. I'm not sure.
We ran over houses.
Ran over a few things. There is a moment or two in those sort of very scaled down versions with all the raw metal where you're like, I wish I had a mouthpiece. You know, possibly a helmet.
I wish I had a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Well, you understand quick, in all of them, it's a, you know, or whenever you're driving down the highway, you see the military guys driving the Humvee sometimes, or I would, and they'd always have their helmets
on. They got the helmet on.
And I was always like, what a nerd. Like, why do they have their helmets on? And then I eventually like figured, oh, it's because of regulations. I'm the nerd. I was in that thing like, man, do we have a helmet?
Do we have a helmet? What do we wear? Yeah.
Do we have a full face mask or something I could
do? Right? Something between Hurt Locker and Bane.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. You need some sort of gear to get fitted on there. But it was good, right?
It was incredible.
What did you guys order up? Tell us a little bit about what are some of the options?
Yeah, so I think...
Not Brett's options,
not Brett's options.
Turret with machine gun on the top.
Right. But turret
with
mounted
bazooka. With silencer and laser scope.
Yeah, exactly. Night vision. You touched on one. The Duramax. Is the big one. That's one which goes with, like, I think they put like a 6-inch lift on it, he said, just to get it in there. We're going to do some different... We figured that out in driving them. because I've always loved the look of the Army wheels, you know, the ones that come with it and tires. They look incredible. They look great. We got in one, and they ride like shit.
They ride like shit. And those old tires and those heavy wheels.
They're just not, it's not practical.
You go to an aftermarket, there was a night and day difference in ride quality. That's
insane.
A big thing.
Yeah. So we're going to switch. It'll still be the military look. It just won't be necessarily those exact wheels and tires. That was some of it. You know, little things like you talked about how they love upgrading. They're on like their third gen of the brush guard they made because he was like, you know, we used to like this one, but we couldn't get the tubing right every time. So now we switched to this and it's stronger. And
yeah, so, one's too big, one's too thin, and this one's just right.
Just right. So yeah, those are some of the bigger things that we got on there. But little stuff like we're going to end up line X-ing it, you know.
Yeah, so we're kind of specking it out over there. It's ordered. You guys are ordering it. Yep. You guys are getting into it. Yep. You wanted something kind of durable but looks cool.
Yeah.
And the idea of doing sort of a gray, like a medium gray bed liner material, Line X material on the outside body panels, I think it works fine for the Humvee, but you got to blow everything apart.
Yeah.
And it's got to be done right. And then all of the accessories on it, door handles, hinges, all that stuff done in black. So the gray with the black is going to look sharp.
Yep.
But all the fasteners on it need to be good, like stainless steel, button head or ARP or something need to be good.
Yes.
That's where you drop the ball. Listen up, Plan B. Don't drop the ball on the fasteners.
Do not drop the ball on those fasteners.
That truck is going to come here. I'm going to nitpick the shit out of that thing. I'm telling you. I'm going to go through it with a fine-tuned comb.
I love it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I'm going to crawl underneath it, and I'm going to do everything and crawl it in and out of that goddamn thing.
With a hail of a headlamp on it and everything. I'll tell you one of the options that
I'm going to taste it, like everything.
that my wife blew my mind on whenever I came home. That she goes, you know, showing her the pictures, and I was showing her everything, and I showed her a picture of a Humvee that kind of looked like what we were liking, but it was bulletproof. It had been made bulletproof.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, look at this one, but it won't look quite as meaty because this one's bulletproof. And she looks at me with a straight face and goes, well, why don't you get it bulletproof? I go, yeah, babe, it's only, you know, I mean, it's only another 50 cars. She goes, well, if you're doing it, you might as well do it. I mean, if you want it to be an end of the world car, I mean, you might as well make it bulletproof.
Right.
I was like, well, I did not see this going that way. I did not think that my wife would be the one encouraging the bulletproof.
Right.
So we might have to hit the guys back up at Plan B and see what.
See if they can make ballistic doors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love Whitney. She's got it down.
Right?
Yeah.
She blew my mind when she looked at me and was like, you're not doing it bulletproof?
Yeah.
Looked at me like I was
an idiot. Around with the aluminum torch.
That's cute.
Yeah. That's a cute Humvee.
Thanks, babe.
We saw some of those. They're pretty heavy duty.
They are
pretty,
real heavy duty.
Those are pretty heavy duty.
Those are some big boy trucks.
Yeah. But good luck.
How much weight that is. That's what I was going to say. How much weight?
You know, if you want the doors to pop off. And,
oh, yeah. Good luck.
And all that stuff.
I'll call you to lift those off.
Brett's a big boy. Brett can do
it. He is.
Yeah.
Squat it off.
He hits the gym.
He does.
What else are we going on there? Oh, so they're working on the air conditioning. Can we talk? I don't know. There's no rules with Humvee discussions. The dash in a Humvee has these weird little...
It's one thing and one thing only, luxurious.
It's what a hunk of shit.
No.
It's a big metal piece of garbage. And the AC vents and everything on it are, I don't know, it's just weird, like little sliding trap doors. It's kind of like opening up like an old ashtray in a
seems
car, like
a magician's,
an airplane ashtray.
Like you ever like see how magicians do their... It seems like a magician's trick or something.
Yeah. And there's no room behind the dash to put, you know, put the ducting for the AC and stuff. So these guys are, they're hitting up their CAD software and measuring and cutting and going to work up a whole new dash and stuff. And I think it's going to be a fantastic piece from what we talked about and what we've seen. you guys will probably have the first one.
Yeah.
Or the second or the third. I don't know how many they're going to go through to make that. But I think that's going to make a huge difference in the world. So
I think so too. Especially
chop chop, Dan.
Let's go, Dan.
Let's go. Come on, Dan.
Come on, baby.
get to work.
Heat's on.
Yeah. And I'm sure all these parts you can go to their website or give these guys a call and buy, you know, the slant back and the doors and all the cool stuff that
and that's what the slant
it's
back.
Nice.
Sorry, we went with the slant back kit too. We love
but
I've
it's
always
convertible
loved the slant back.
Essentially. Not convertible like top comes off, but convertible as in it's gonna change from slant back to pickup truck.
Yes, exactly. So it's like the pickup truck, it'll have that back, but then also if you want the slant, because the slant back, like the guy said, they can be tough to see out of. So just practically, if you want to drive it around at all, you know, in the city and that kind of stuff, slant back can be a little tough. So I think, like we talked about, we'll have the slant back, but then there'll also be that traditional truck look Humvee that you can
slant
pull
back
out.
I think they're adding some windows for some more light
in there,
a little bit of rear visibility.
Yeah.
And they develop sort of a new type of door, almost like a little hatchback or an access panel that, you know, is better and is sturdier.
Waterproof.
And waterproof. And it's got a better seal on it. You guys are adding all the lights. You're adding the safari rack. You're going to throw the spare up on the top.
Spare up on top.
I don't know who's going to get it down.
Oh, I don't know. We'll be calling you.
Seriously, call AAA. I'll give you my number. It's 1-800. I don't know. Call Geico.
Yeah, call Geico.
They got roadside assistance.
That's right.
Yeah, call them up. What's going on? Ah, my Humvee's stuck in the desert, Paradise Valley.
Need some help.
You got a spare? Yeah, but it's on the roof. So send seven guys over.
And a forklift.
And a forklift so we can get it down. And then while you're there, maybe swap it for me.
Yeah.
You know, good news is it's all aftermarket. It's not a 700-pound military wheel. Entire whatever those things weigh.
But they're such cool. You see how cool these things are engineered. Like you were talking about going over to mud and going – it was like it was – there was absolutely nothing there. They're so over – engineered and so purpose-built that they're incredible. And like on the back tires, remember that little loop thing? I was like, what is that thing on those military wheels?
Yeah. And then it's some kind of tie down.
Yeah. It's like it looks like a tie down or blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh no, that's actually can connect into this spool that then you go and connect. If you get stuck, you just spin that tire, it'll pull you right out. It's all those little things that have been thought of that go into these trucks and make them so incredible.
They're fun to drive.
Yeah.
You can't like hold hands while you're driving.
I mean, you got real long arms.
You got real long arms. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Dodge. This year, take the winter head on with all-wheel drive. Hurry into the Dodge Start Something New event and see what it's like to own the road, no matter what the conditions are. By winter, I don't think they're talking about here. It's like 72.
Well, they're about 72? To get a polar vortex up north, so.
Okay, there you go.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's what you need. Check out your Dodge dealer. They would love that.
They would like that.
Be sure to tell them Large Marge sent you. Now, tell them CarCast sent you.
That's right.
All right. So how long is it going to take?
I don't know. I think that we're not in any real rush on it. I think, you know, a lot of the places that we'd like to take it are kind of snowed in winter. So we're kind of looking at doing
it's
it this summer. So that's true.
With heat shielding and cold shielding and and heater and
I think this was the first time me and Matt had trekked to cold weather areas.
Yeah.
I'm not a cold weather guy. And so I put on I always underestimate how much I'll need. So I didn't even need a suitcase. I was wearing everything that I brought. So really need that heat to work.
That's actually true.
And that air conditioning.
Oh yeah. By the way, we swung by Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Drove through the town.
Yeah.
Waved.
It's like L.A., but cold.
It's L.A. transported there for, a week or whatever they do it?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Good to see everybody up there.
It's good. We're going to have to do that next year, like, for real.
We are,
Watch some movies.
Well, accurate.
Swing by that high school out front because we can't get into the real movies.
Yeah.
They're, like, showing movies, like, in a gym.
That's
like a high school gym.
You realize it's Sundance. It's great to get into Sundance, but then there's also certain levels of Sundance. You know, they have the high school gym, and they have different places where you watch your theaters.
I tell you, it was beautiful out there. I've never been out there. It was gorgeous. I mean, the sun was out, and there was lots of snow, but the sun was out, and it just made everything kind of bright and nice, and it's exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go visit snow-capped mountains. You don't want it to be like super gloomy and shitty. Like, it was really nice out.
Yeah.
And we walked around a little bit.
Did a couple NSXs up there too.
Yes, Acura had a nice big presence up there. They had cars and SUVs all on display everywhere.
It was so funny to see.
It's cool seeing the NSXs. Like behind a snowman.
It was. It was like in the middle of like snow drifts. There was an NSX.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's all-wheel drive. It's got the electric motors in the front.
That's true.
Not much on the way of ground clearance, but it's all good.
You can snow plow.
Yeah, you can snow plow. It's all about getting enough speed. Oh, man. All right. So we're going to get things wrapped up here. Goldberg, we miss you, buddy. Hopefully everything is good. And I think we're going to have Alistair Weaver come in next week.
Cool.
He hasn't been in a minute. We've got to get a recap of CES and Detroit Auto Show and all kinds of cool stuff going on, and I think they got some big test and car of the year kind of deal coming up, so we'll find out about that as well. I think we're going to have Leah Pritchett back in the studio at some point.
Cool.
NHRA drag racer. She raced with us up at Roadkill Nights when we were doing the drag racing up there.
Oh, that looked fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That looked super fun. Yeah. Did you win that?
Goldberg won that.
Hey-o.
Yeah. That's fine with me. We got the virtual title here at the CarCast Studios.
Bring it on home.
Yeah. The big man won it.
That's great.
He couldn't have been any happier, by the way.
Really?
He couldn't have been any happier.
Don't make Goldberg angry.
And Richard Rawlings only hit one wall, broke one car.
Hey, it's a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day when Richard Rawlings only breaks one car. God bless you, buddy. You had fun out there. You got your movie coming up.
Yep.
You're going to start filming.
March.
It's coming up.
Yep. Beginning March.
Where? New York?
New York.
Sounds cold.
Yep. It will be cold.
All right. Now you know how to dress appropriately.
That's it.
Maybe that stretched out little white t-shirt you have on all the time.
How dare you? How dare you? I have three of these shirts. I rotate them.
All right, guys. You can check out Tyson Sullivan. He's at Tyson Sullivan on the Twitter and the Instagram.
Yep.
You can follow him. His pictures
and we'll put up some stuff with the Humvee too if people want to keep up with that.
Yeah.
We got
like 8 months of building.
Got 7 months.
of building. So we're going to keep checking those. I think they're planbsupply.com. Check them out.
Great,
just Google
guys.
It. Plan B. Thanks, guys. We appreciate the tour and thanks for taking all of Big Dave's money. of course, you can follow Goldberg and Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter and Goldberg95 and Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. Posting all kinds of cool car stuff for sure up there. You guys want to check out his projects? You can follow me. I'm at Motorator on all the social medias and CarCast Show. So if you guys like this, please tell a friend. We'll keep growing it. And I don't know. Off to the next thing. I'm going to go check up on my my M3. Oh, I'm putting a clutch in it. My buddy's at ACT, Advanced Clutch Technologies.
Cool.
They're hooking me up a new clutch and flywheel.
Hey,
that the pedal left on that thing is just, it literally just threw out my hip.
I was wondering why your left leg is so much bigger than your right.
It's just, yeah, it's throwing me off. So since my car is wrecked, basically, and I got some downtime, I might as well put a damn clutch in it. So anyway, I'm going to work on that as well. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And until next time, keep the air in the spare, in the bag, in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
BTW, FYI, tap the banner ASAP to learn about Nexplanon, etanogestrel implant 68 milligrams radiopaque, or ask your HCP IRL. Visit Nexplanon.com, RN. K-T-T-Y-L.